Title, Percussion Call and Response, Using Session View Intermediate. All right, welcome back. In this lesson, we're going intermediate and very practical. Percussion call and response in drum and bass, using Ableton Live Session View like a performance grid. The goal is simple. Your main drum groove, the call, stays stable and hypnotic while your percussion answers it with little variations that make the loop feel alive. Not random fill every bar, more like the drums are having a conversation. By the end, you'll have a session view set up where you can launch scenes like sections, audition different responses instantly, and then record the best performance straight into arrangement view so it becomes a clean, repeatable structure. Let's build it. First, quick project setup. Set your tempo to around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Turn on the metronome for now. Now, set global quantization to 1 bar. This is huge. It means when you launch clips or scenes, they'll snap in on the bar line, so your call and response feels intentional and tight. Later, you can experiment with half-bar quantization if you want faster flips, but start with 1 bar so nothing gets messy. Now we create the call. Make a new MIDI track. Drop in a drum rack. Load a DNB-friendly kit. Tight kick. Snappy snare. Clean closed hat. Nothing too washy. Think efficient, not cinematic. Program a 1-bar groove. Classic DNB skeleton. Kick on 1.1. You can add a little ghost kick later if you want, but don't overcomplicate it. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That backbeat is your anchor. Then hats. Either steady 8th notes or 16th notes depending on the vibe. If you're going for rollers, 16ths can work, but keep them controlled. The bass is usually the drama in DNB, the drums are the engine. Rename that clip something obvious like call. Core groove 1 bar, you want session view to be readable at a glance. Now a quick mix ready chain, just to make it feel finished enough to judge. Add EQ 8 after the drum rack. If your hats have low junk, high pass them somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, depending on the sample. If the top end is biting you, a gentle dip in the 3 to 6K area can calm it down. Then glue compressor, very light, ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto. You're only looking for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just glue, not smash. Then a saturator, subtle, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. We're not trying to distort. We're trying to make the drum hits feel more solid. Cool, that's the call. It should be able to loop for minutes without annoying you. Now we build the response track, and this is where Session View becomes a composer. Create a second MIDI track and name it Responses. Perk. Add another drum rack, but don't rebuild the whole kit. This rack is for extra percussion, rim shots, shaker, ride fragments, little ticks, ghost snares, maybe a bongo or wood hit. Things that can answer the groove without stealing the spotlight. Now create multiple MIDI clips in session view on this response track. Think of each clip as one answer personality. Response idea 1. A hat flip. For example, add an open hat accent right at the end of the bar, like on the end of 4, or shift a couple hat hits slightly, so the groove breathes. Response idea 2. Rim accents. Syncopate them around the snare, but be careful. Don't put your rim shot exactly on 2 and 4, because that can weaken the snare's authority. In DNB, the snare is basically royalty. Response idea 3, a micro fill. Keep it short. A little 16th note burst in the last half of the bar is plenty. Response idea 4, jungle-style shuffle ghosts. Low-velocity ghost hits, slightly swung, a little behind the grid to create drag and funk. Now, an important coaching note. Decide what response means in your grid. A response does not have to mean more notes. It can be rhythm, yes, but it can also be the tone swap, like the same rhythm with a different sample, or a register shift, like the same hats but higher passed so it feels brighter, or even a space change, like the same hits but with a short gated room send. That's how you keep energy moving, without stuffing every bar with extra percussion. Here's another rule I want you to follow, because it keeps your groove legible. Pick one main change per response clip. 1. If you change rhythm and sound and density all at once, it stops reading as call and response and starts reading as new drum loop. Save your big changes for actual section changes. Also, reserve the last 8th note or last quarter note of the bar for the answer most of the time. That creates a pattern your brain can anticipate. Anticipation is momentum. And momentum is basically the entire DNB aesthetic. Now, clip lengths. Start with 1-bar response clips. They're fast to audition and they're easy to cycle. If you want a more phrased call and response, make them 2 bars, but only change bar 2. That's a super pro way to get payoff without constant chaos. Now the key session view technique, Follow actions. Click your first response clip and look at the launch settings. We're going to set it so the response clips move automatically. Set follow action time to 1 bar. Set action A to next. Set action B to none. Set the chance to 100% next. Do that for each response clip in the chain. Now, when you launch the first response clip, it will play for 1 bar, then automatically jump to the next clip below it, then the next, cycling through your variations. You just built an evolving percussion brain. If that feels too twitchy, set the follow action time to 2 bars. That's often more musical in DNB, because it gives each response time to land, and you get a call for a bar, then an answer, more like a 2-bar conversation. Next, we lock the call while the responses change. On the call track, just let your core groove loop. 1 clip, looping, stable. It's the anchor. On the responses track, let follow actions handle validation. Keep global quantization at 1 bar so everything switches on phrase boundaries. This is how you avoid accidental flams and messy timing. Now we build scenes, because scenes are your sections. Think DJ friendly. You're not just making clips, you're making a performance layout. Create a few scenes and name them like actual arrangement sections. Scene 1, intro roll. Call is playing, responses are stopped. Maybe a light shaker if you want, but keep it restrained. Scene 2, roll A. Call is playing. Responses start, but use your lighter response chain. Scene 3. Roll B. Call is playing. Responses are heavier or denser. This is your energy lift without needing a whole new beat. Scene 4. Pre-drop fill or transition. This can be 1 bar, maybe 2. You can even stop the call for a bar if you want a dramatic breath, then trigger a fill clip and an impact. Color code your clips if you're a visual thinker. Call in one color, responses in another, fills in red. Session view is a dashboard. Make it performable. Now let's make it feel good, because intermediate producers don't win by adding more notes. They win by adding movement. First, velocity shaping. In response clips, make ghost notes quiet, like velocity 20 to 50, accents around 80 to 110. And please don't let every hat hit at the same velocity. That machine gun fatigue shows up fast in DNB because the tempo is so high. Second, groove pool. Open the groove pool and pick a subtle swing or shuffle like a swing 16 style groove. Apply it more to the responses than the call. For example, keep the call at 0 to 20% groove, just to keep it steady, and set responses around 20 to 40%, so they feel human and reactive. Keep timing subtle. Groove is a spice, not a personality transplant. Third, microtiming. This is where you can get that junglish drag. Nudge some response hits a few milliseconds late, especially ghost snares or little ticks. You don't need huge grid jumps. Tiny delays create weight. Just don't push the main backbeat late unless you're very sure, because you'll soften the impact. Alright, now mixing the relationship so the response doesn't clutter the groove. On the responses track, at EQ 8, high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz to clear out low mud. Percussion doesn't need to live down there. If it's harsh, scan around 6 to 10k and tame it. DNB top end can turn into an ice pick fast when you layer hats, rides, shakers, and noise. For transient shaping, a simple stock move, drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6, and use the transients control lightly, maybe plus 5 up to 20 if you're careful. Turn boom off for most percussion answers. Boom is usually not the job here. Now, a classic pro move, sidechain the responses to the snare so the snare stays king. Put a compressor on responses. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your snare. That might be coming from the call track, or a separate snare track if you have one. Use a fast attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, and a medium release, like 60 to 120 milliseconds. Only duck it by 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. The idea is a little breathing space around the snare hit, so your answers feel like they wrap around the groove, not sit on top of it. Now one more performance coaching trick. A slash B your call response balance instantly. Put a utility at the end of the responses track and map its gain to a macro knob or key. While your loop plays, trim the response level until it feels like commentary, not like a second drummer fighting for attention. Also make session view easier to play. Organize response clips by intensity. Name them with a prefix like R1 light, R2 mid, R3 heavy. And consider mapping a key or MIDI pad to stop the responses track. Being able to remove the answer for a bar is as powerful as triggering a fill. Silence is a response too, and before a drop, a negative answer can be insanely effective. One more thing that prevents surprises. Clip launch behavior. For one-shot fills, try launch mode set to gate, so it only plays while you hold it. For looping validations, keep toggle. And if you ever hear flams, check the clip start marker. Make sure each response clip starts cleanly at 1.1.1, even if the first note doesn't happen until later in the bar. That way the clip launches cleanly on grid. Now it's time to record this like a performance. Hit global record at the top. Stay in session view. Launch scene 1 and let it run for 8 bars. Just the call, establish the engine. Then launch scene 2 and run it for 16 bars. Let the response chain evolve. Then scene 3 for another 16 bars, heavier answers. Then scene 4 for 1 or 2 bars as a transition. Stop recording. Now switch to arrangement view. You'll see your performance printed out. This is where you turn live jamming into real song. Clean up any awkward moments. Consolidate a good 16-bar stretch. Duplicate it and add small intentional mutes, like killing hats for half a bar before a drop. Those tiny edits are what make the structure feel deliberate. If you want a classic rolling DNB layout, try 16 bars intro with call only, 16 bars adding light responses, 16 bars heavier responses with occasional fills, 8-bar breakdown where you strip back, then back to full roll. Before we wrap, here are common mistakes to avoid. If every bar is a fill, nothing feels like a groove. Make sure your call is actually the main character. Don't let responses step on the snare, especially on 2 and 4. Don't overswing. DNB can swing, but too much turns your roll into a wobble. And don't ignore frequency discipline. Hats and shakers can easily stack into harshness between 6 and 12K. Now, a few darker, heavier DNB upgrades if that's your lane. Make responses more textural than busy. Metallic Foley ticks, filtered noise hats, short ride fragments. Try an auto filter into saturator into EQ on the response track, and automate cutoff per scene so the answer becomes tension. If you want menace, send responses to a return track with a short room reverb, then a gate, then EQ high pass. The room only pops open when the response speaks. This audio version is shortened for playback.